Welcome to the Archer Institute blog, in audio. Today's article is called Strata CPD and NSW, What Committee Members Need to Stay Effective.
And this one's for the volunteers, the people who put their hand up at an AGM and suddenly find themselves responsible for a building.
That's exactly where it starts. The article opens with what it calls the quiet truth about strata committees. One AGM, you're just an owner. The next, you're helping decide how the scheme spends its money and maintains the property everyone lives in.
And most people step into that with very little preparation.
Which is not a criticism, it's just the reality. No background in property, law, or finance, and real responsibilities from day one. The article's point is that most committee mistakes don't come from bad intent. They come from not knowing what the job actually involves.
So what does the job actually involve? What are the legal duties here?
Under the Strata Schemes Management Act 2015, committee members have to act in the owner's corporation's interests, keep proper records, maintain common property, manage the funds, and disclose any conflicts of interest.
That's a lot for a volunteer.
It is, and none of it comes naturally to most people. You have to learn it. The question is whether you learn it deliberately, before something goes wrong, or you learn it the hard way after.
So that's where Archer's Strata Member CPD course comes in. What does it actually cover?
Six main areas. The committee's role and duties under the Act, how the Administrative Fund and the Capital Works Fund work, and why budgeting for major works matters. Bylaws, covering the common flashpoints around pets, parking, and renovations.
Those three come up constantly.
They do. Then the dispute pathway, which runs from talking it out, to NSW fair trading mediation, to NCAT, insurance basics and what the scheme must get right, and good governance, so making sound decisions and keeping clean records.
I want to stop on the funds for a second. The article mentioned something specific there.
The special levy shock. That's the situation where major works become urgent and the scheme hasn't budgeted properly, so owners get hit with a big, unexpected bill. A committee that understands the Capital Works Fund avoids that.
And the same logic runs through to bylaws and insurance.
Exactly. The article puts it plainly. A committee that understands bylaws handles disputes calmly. A committee that understands insurance is not left exposed on the worst day. Good governance protects the scheme, protects the owner's money, and protects the committee members themselves.
Now, the practical question. Who has time for this? These are volunteers. They've got jobs, families, everything else going on.
That's addressed directly in the article. The course is online and self-paced. You work through it from home in your own time. Start it one evening, pick it up at the weekend, finish when you're ready.
Because if they made you book a day in a room somewhere, most people just wouldn't do it.
That's the point the article makes. The flexibility is there because the people who most need this training are the ones with the least spare time. And the course doesn't assume any prior knowledge. It's built for people starting from scratch.
Who else suits it? Is it only for people who've already been elected to a committee?
No, there are four groups. New committee members wanting to start on the front foot. Existing members who've been muddling through and want to fill the gaps. Lot owners thinking about joining a committee who want to understand what they'd be taking on. And owners who simply want to know how their scheme is supposed to run.
That last one's interesting. You don't have to be on the committee at all.
Not at all. Understanding how the scheme should work is useful for any owner, especially if you want to hold your committee to a fair standard.
Some people will wonder whether a volunteer should spend time on training they're not required to do. It's not a license renewal requirement the way agency PD is.
The article is upfront about that. It's not compulsory, but the argument is that a small investment upfront saves a great deal of grief later. For a few hours of self-paced study, the return is real.
And if things do go wrong on a committee, you want to be able to show you understood your duties going in.
That's the sensible way to look at it.
Right. So the one thing someone listening should do next.
Read the full article on the Archer Institute blog. It links through to the Strata Member CPD course, the Strata Committee Member Guide, and the new Committee Member Basics Guide. Everything in one place.
Archer Institute offers nationally recognized online and self-paced training with real Australian-based support. If you want to talk to someone, call them on 1-800-069-273.
Thanks for listening.